Yes, let me tell you a little story. Thank you for joining us for the Radio Lawn program, and I'll tell you a little bit of story for yous. So gather around. The music is apropos. You know, as a radio producer who comes up with ideas on the spot to record and do a radio show, you generally need, your equipment to work. Now, this is a common complaint from me. I always complain that the stuff's not working. So you say, Ricochet, why don't you just upgrade? Why don't you get better stuff? Well, you know, I'm cheap. I work with the same crap, and I have to fire up 15 things, so I'm actually using 15, 20 processes when I can only be using one, maybe two. But that's boring. This is ridiculous. So I think, all right, what am I going to do for the cold intro? What am I going to do for the cold beginning of the show? The show where I'm doing a little bit, and then I go into the highlights of the show. Well, I think, okay, why don't I do a musical bit? All right, fine. So I'm going to do a musical bit. Now, it could be this. It could have been this simple. But no, I had to go and say, all right, I'm going to do a guitar. But I didn't feel like opening up my analog guitar. I didn't feel like unwrapping the damn thing and setting it up and tuning it and doing all that crap. So I go to get this little device. It's a toy. It's a first act toy that I had bought, 2 years ago. It plays guitar chords automatically. All right. So I go to get the automatic thing. I can't find it. I don't know where I put it. So I look through my vast Tupperware stores of crap, and I can't find it. And then I remember, oh, it's just sitting right there on the bench. All right. So I go to the bench. I go to the couch. Wow. 8-bit music. Chip tech. Great stuff. Certainly what I couldn't play. Can't even play a 4-bit. So I go to the thing, and I realize there's no batteries in it. And it's one of those deals where you have to use a little screwdriver to get to the battery access. Because now everybody says, well, that's better, because then the clip doesn't break and you don't lose the battery thing. All right, fine. So I gotta come into my room and unscrew it with the little screwdriver I have just for unscrewing those little screws in the backs of battery things. And it takes 3 AAA batteries. Not 4, not the way they come in packages. No. 3. So I say, okay, I just bought some, I got some new ones, put them out, put them in there, and then I try to strum with this little strumming device. It's got a little pick, but the pick has a battery in it too, and nothing's happening. So I think, okay, maybe I need to change that battery too. So I go to my battery box, and I have discovered that chemistry has been going on, which isn't the best thing to have going on with you not knowing about it, because it's a battery box containing all types of alkaline and lithium and strange batteries. Plus, it contains tapes. It's my tapes and battery box with a couple extra memory cards thrown in. So I go into the battery box and I realize that one of the rolls of tape, one of my massive rolls of tape, I keep my duct tape, and I keep electrical tape, and I keep my Christmas wrapping tape. I keep it all in there. I realize that one of them has gone into some sort of chemical process with one of my foot protectors. Now, I wear a foot protector occasionally when my feet need to be straightened out. You know what I'm talking about? I got a little bit of a thing there. I'm the doctor to check it out. So I wear this thing, and it straightens the foot out, right? Well, I realize that the duct tape is on top of this neoprene, I guess it's neoprene, foot protector, and the tape has now started to bubble and strangely goo up everything. How did this happen? I don't know. I'm guessing that the neoprene is some sort of a magnet for all of the goo glue on top of the duct tape. So this is really gross. And I'm worried about this, because now I got a chemical process happening that I don't want to be happening. So I have to throw both things out, half a roll of duct tape, and not my good duct tape, mind you. This is kind of a cheap gray, the old gray tape. I keep my good duct tape out of that box and put it somewhere else. So now I gotta clean everything up. I gotta clean everything that's got this chemical goo on it, and then throw out this stuff so the reaction doesn't happen again. And so I get that done. I come back and I say, okay, and I gotta open up. I open up the individual containers of batteries, and they're little battery containers, and I tear open the thing because I keep them taped up when I only use 3 out of 4 batteries and I still have one left. I tape it back up so I can use it again in case I need one AAA battery. Or the same thing is with 3 button batteries that come in a container of 3 and you only need one at a time. So I have this and I tape it all back up and I come in and I put it in the little thing, the little guitar thing. I start to strum and strum and strum and nothing happens. Nothing frickin' works. Piece of garbage. So I take the screw, unscrew the screw, and take the batteries back out and open up the package and put them back in with the one battery. So now I have a package of 4, but I'm not really sure if I used them, but I have to remember that I didn't use them. So I package them up and tape them back up. Then I take the little button battery out, and I have to package the button battery back in the button battery pack. And I decide, okay, I'm just going to wax poetic about it at the beginning of the show. So then I need a CD player. Because I don't have this music on my computer. I have it on the CD player. I haven't used a CD player in the production of this show for a year and a half. So I have to go unravel the CD players that I have and hook them up, connect them with the cables and stuff, and then I have to find the music, and here it is. So I just went through about a 6-minute delay to tell you what happens every day. And oh yes, my monitor didn't work right. So I had to get that working. One of the cables is off. See why you don't produce a show like this? Kick it! Ah! Radio Lawn. It's weird, avant-garde, mainstream. Noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes.
Radio Lawn. It's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff.
Shazam flip.
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn. It's Gush Limbart, Carrie Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Quince Edward Flatulence III.
Do I work for Ricochet, or do I work for Leader Peace, or who the hell am I getting a paycheck from this week? I want a paycheck! What? Oh, I'm sorry. Intro of the show. Okay! I'm Quince Edward Flatulence III, and I am your radio host. Because what better show to have a Cockney British accent guy than good old Quince Edward Flatulence III? Alright, so we have more of the Romeo Rabbit Doggy Radio Show. The last segment, I guess. You could just rant for another 25 minutes, Ricochet. Leader Peace, whatever the hell your name is. But either here nor there, I get a paycheck this week. Here's the highlights.
When we last left the boys, they are reviewing pictures from that particular week's Doggy Radio. Bah! There. Blue limiters. And the other weird picture I had a picture in the next picture. It shows you the debris behind this store. You have a store here in Pittsburgh, and it's called, and this is a great name. I love this name. A Shop and Save. Because the concept is you go in and you shop, right? Mm-hmm. You can shop. And then you save! Oh, what a great concept that is. Isn't that a great store? That's a great store. What stores you got in Orlando there? Or in Florida?
See, Daytona.
Daytona
Beach.
Orlando, same thing. It's all Florida.
We have Save-A-Lots.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
We got those.
Oh, okay.
Pittsburgh has several, and I think Cleveland has them, too.
We have all these. We got Save-A-Lot. We got Wally. Who's your chain store? Publix?
Publix, yeah.
Publix, all
right. Winn-Dixie.
Winn-Dixie?
Winn-Dixie.
You know, they're getting better all the time. That's their latest logo. We're getting better all the time. Well, we're shrinking, and there's hardly any stores left, but we're getting better all the time.
Wow. What about, like, Kroger's and Meijer's and places like that?
Oh, no. That's
Northeast.
Yeah, not down in Florida. We have Wawa's now, though.
Do you even know what a Wawa is?
Yep. Bloodhound Gang.
Bloodhound
right?
Gang.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Well, you're going to be getting sheets, too. So we have sheets now. They're just coming into the Cleveland area. But Wawa is western Pennsylvania, I think. But I heard that they were going down to Florida, and so sheets will be down in Florida soon.
Hmm. Well, would that be because of snowbirds
who
visit
knows?
There knowing those stores from the north?
Yeah.
It's
kind of like, you know, Cleveland used to have a chain called Lawson's Milk Stores. And the Lawson's Milk Stores decided to open up a Lawson's Milk Store in Japan. Huh. And the chain grew and grew and grew, and they are now number two behind 7-Eleven in Japan, which means that they're going to merge eventually. It happens with everything. But it's so cool that I could look on the website, the Japanese Lawson's website, and see the exact logo that they used to use. They call them Lawson's Station in Japan. But it's the same damn logo. Even the stores in Cleveland, you can tell every old store that was a Lawson's because it had the same architecture. They were all built the same way, and they were just convenience stores way back when.
Mm, wow. Hey, that's an interesting Japan. Then does that mean they carry Calbee chips and Pocky and stuff like that?
Sure they do. You can go in and get your Pocky. Get your big fill of Pocky.
Yeah.
And you can buy used underwear out there in the machine, like the Netflix machine. They have used underwear machine.
Right next to the Redbox machine.
Yeah. Redbox and underwear. Hey, everybody. You have a good night tonight. And then you can get, burger in a can or something?
Oh, yeah.
Some crap
hamburger
like
in a can.
Yeah, everything in Japan is served by vending machine, like seafood, shellfish.
Ooh. Ooh. Vending machine crab legs. Mmm.
It's like going to Walmart and buying sushi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they got the finest sushi chefs at Walmart Japan. I always go there for sushi. So behind this shore, or this store, shop, and save. They obviously don't clean it up too much because this is a bread thing. It's a bread loaf that's a stacking bread loaf that apparently they had thrown on the ground and didn't clean it up, and there's plants growing through it. That shows you they're paying attention because they say,
just
hey,
like that.
People go inside the front and they don't see the kind of crap we got going in the back.
Right. But if you go to the beer store, we wouldn't see it maybe either.
No.
But if we go to the beer store, which is behind the place, then you get to see it.
Absolutely.
People have thrown things out there. They just dump stuff like couches, old television sets, and things like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's how they do it. So that, wow. So
it's a junk store.
I like that picture, though. I like pictures like that that show, you know, abandonment. So it's
well,
nice.
That's it. We're
really?
Done. Good night.
Really? Well, hey, we were going to just bark a little. We had an idea downstairs to just give a little bit of, I don't know, furry, just kind of like how, since this is kind of a pivotal time with Romeo Howler.
Yes,
Romeo,
we appreciate
here.
You coming in and putting up with the shit.
I had a lot of fun, and thank you for allowing me to come into Boomer Studio and just do a show with you guys. It's been a lot of fun.
See, you can sleep all day. Boomer, you can sleep all day.
Well, not exactly.
No, not exactly. That's right.
I got noontime with TV
something going on over there.
Yeah.
They didn't consult me, your agent.
Oh, yeah, that's
damn
true.
It. But I'll get my hour and a half of sleep, and then I'll go to work all damn day.
Yeah.
Anyway, so tell us, would you tell us,
Go ahead and what are you going to ask? You take the lead on this, Boomer the Doc.
I just thought we could like bark about a little bit about kind of a little bit of things about how we maybe found or got into furry or the radio, something that kind of connects with what we're doing or anything interesting. Like, you know, finding how did you get to this place where we're, you know, all on the air and
my God,
you're doing a show. It's a big question.
How did I get here? Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
Oh, yeah. That's right. From what was that? What's the movie from? It was, it's of course the Talking Heads, but it's also from Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
I found the furry fandom looking for werewolf art. So I just put that into Lycos probably at the time. This was like 1998, late 1998, early 1999. Fur Nation comes up. And they were hosting websites and
holding the world in a talon.
Yes, 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 yes. And VCL comes up and websites like that. And then I start looking at more art that isn't werewolf art, and then more art, and then more art, and then I'm kind of like, okay, furry, what's this furry thing? And Wikipedia didn't exist at the time, so I was just kind of, there was web rings back then.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I remember that.
So there was
always broken web rings.
Yeah. So I would kind of follow that as far as I could go into that rabbit hole, so to speak, and found the Fun Day Poppet Show website, the old FunDayPoppet.org or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it wasn't .tv like it is now. It was .org, and tried to watch the stream through Real Player. And failed miserably. And
over a 56K modem.
Whatever. You know what? It was over a 28.8.
Yay! There you go. You should have upgraded. You should have paid the money to upgrade.
But yeah, that was my foot in the furry door, and from there I just kind of lurked for about a good 7 years or so, and and then, you know, just didn't actively participate in the furry fandom until right around 2009. And then I started posting clips of the Fun Day Poppet Show on YouTube just randomly, without permission, but I did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And eventually I got, I Mutt from the Fun Day Poppet Show noticed that, and he started talking about the videos I'd posted. And then I just decided to start a radio, like an internet radio show, because there was a bunch of people doing stuff in Poppet IRC. Like everybody seemed to have their own thing in Poppet IRC that they were doing, and it ended up kind of becoming like a loose network of, you know, shows, like a ragtag hodgepodge kind of network of shows in Poppet IRC. And I just started my own radio show, and 5 years later, here I am, and I attended my first furry convention in 2011, but I found the furry fandom in 1999, so I did a pretty good amount of lurking.
Wow. That's great. And then so you've gotten in your show, you know, it's been a success, and a lot of people, I guess, know about the rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I had people coming up to me at the big con, and actually, Ricochet, you kind of witnessed a little bit of that. I had Sawblade, who is actually, he frequents Puppet IRC.
Said, hey, I know you.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Jay Colley.
Jay Colley as well, yes. He
didn't
does
see him.
I think I saw him at the
not
big
me.
Con.
Missed him.
But
yeah, we were looking for him kind of because we know he listens a lot to this, and he's a radio geek too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Attended my first big con last year, and this is my second. And I've gone to like the last four megaplexes in Orlando because it's my local con. And I did an anime con. Because a friend of mine said, hey, you want to come up and go to this anime con? And I was like, because I'd never gone to an anime con before. It's a lot like a furry con, just a little not quite as hot. So not quite as sweaty, not quite as, you know.
Alton sweaty.
Yes, yes. And so, but we did a furry panel at the Anime Con, and we had this little shoebox kind of a room. We were like an introduction to furry panel at an Anime Con. And the room filled up, and there was like a line going out the door.
Wow.
People were very interested in furry at an Anime Con, and it shocked the hell out of me. I was just like, I was looking at this, and I was looking at my friend, and my friend was looking at me, and we were like, okay. So, furry is definitely becoming more acceptable and more accepted, and that's nothing but good.
Well, you can see that whenever they let the con go out in the streets. I mean, that idea again. That they let the con go out into the streets and go across 10th Avenue and everything and down there and had the escorts and stuff like that. So that's more acceptance because otherwise, you know, it was kind of tight and you didn't have that kind of parade route and everything was kept indoors. So that's a nice thing that's happening. I think it can only be good, I think. I've heard other opinions about, overexposure and things like that in fandoms. But I don't know. I don't know. Do you think it's time for that to happen? I mean, do you like seeing that, or would you be one who would want to keep it kind of tight to, just more furries should enjoy this? Or how do you feel about that?
Some people have their opinions. Some people differ wildly on this, and some people think it's horrible. Some people think, more exposure. I'm on the more exposure side. I don't. I'm not afraid of letting people in and letting people, including everybody, and just I'm a big fan of just everybody. Come on in. Let's go.
Yeah.
And, that's why I like the fursuit parade going outside. I was very surprised to hear that the fursuit parade was even going to go outside at all. And I was like, okay, I wonder how this is going to work. And I didn't even know at the time I was going to be a part of the parade. I didn't know I was going to be in it. And a friend came up to me and said, hey, you want to borrow my fursuit, go in the fursuit parade? And I was just like, hell yeah, okay, sure, let's do this. This is going to be interesting. It's something I've never done before. And I'm addicted. I'm hooked.
Wow, that means you'll be getting a costume, or do you have a fursuit right now? Like a full one, or?
Unfortunately, no. The closest thing I have is this Kigurumi Fox pajama thing you see me wearing right now. I have like hand paws and foot paws for it, but I'm not wearing it now because obviously I knew I was going out to see you guys in studio here, so I didn't want to wear stuff that was meant for indoors and not outdoors.
Hey, I'm tired. I'm about to fall asleep over here. Can we go now? I'm losing my buzz.
All right, we have selections. What would you like? Hey, Hell in a Bucket, we can play at least a little bit of it.
All right, all right.
Little. Anything to get out of here.
Let's do Brainwash.
Do you really want to?
No, we're just out.
We have a few minutes, right?
Yeah, play Jam Out or something and let's get out of here.
Oh, really?
We're done. Thank you again for coming on in to do the program.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been wanting to do this ever since last year. Didn't get the opportunity, but I got it tonight. So thank you both, Boomer the Dog and Ricochet Sheepdog.
For hanging out with us for so dang long. You're sick of us now, aren't you?
Absolutely
You're
not.
Sick of us.
No. I'll be tuning in next weekend after my show.
Of course, I just had pizza, so I haven't really farted yet. So you're not sick of us quite yet.
So that's it. So I guess we're going to get out of here then.
We'll
right?
get out of here. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Okay. And then ciao for now.
And have a great.
Let's see if he knows.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm choking. I'm choking.
Great Dane.
Yeah, like the dog, like Scooby. So see you later.
Scooby found him.
Hey, do you have any barks that you do, by the way?
Me?
Okay.
Romeo.
Yeah.
Okay. Bark.
Hey, this is Dom, the director of Fursonas. You're listening to Doggy Radio.
Come on. a furry.
Wait a second. Are you using the emergency beacon to run a pirate radio station?
It was a fan-run convention at the time. When I took it over, I incorporated it. I founded Apricon Incorporated.
Hey, this is Dom, the director of Fursonas.
We've had a breakout, sir. All the dogs drove off in our truck.
Oh, you, how can you, how do you get that dog?
New from Ronco Teleproducts, the Home Clone Kit. Recent advances in technology make it possible to duplicate yourself in the comfort of your own home. Who wouldn't want two of yourself, or even four of yourself running around? Imagine the possibilities. Help you with chores, earn extra money, run errands, rob banks, chum for nasty. The possibilities are endless.
Wow, you mean I can clone in the privacy of my own home? How does it work?
Using patented Chia technology, you simply smear your DNA on a pottery likeness of yourself. In 9 months, you'll have a clone. Or Brussels sprouts. It doesn't work every time.
Isn't that like playing God?
You bet it is! And only the people that brought you Pocket Fisherman and Mr. Microphone could grant you divine power.
Hey, baby, I'll be back to clone you later.
Don't delay. Rush out and buy the Ronco Home Clone Kit. And if you act now, you'll get a world-famous Ginsu steak knife at no extra charge.
Is that the one that never gets dull and slices tomatoes paper thin?
You bet it does. The Ronco Home Clone Kit, available at finer drugstores everywhere. Ronco assumes no responsibility if clones resemble Ron Popeil. Clones may suddenly go insane and kill you while you sleep. Clones may also require purchase of spray-on hair. Do not apply DNA to other Chia figurines. Refrigerate after cloning.
Ah, yes. To be in broadcasting, have all that production, and have a good producing system.
Elvis Presley's Memphis?
Yes, I was calling for information on Elvis Presley's Memphis.
Yeah.
I believe I saw it in the USA Today.
Probably, yeah.
Today?
Okay.
What kind of menu are you going to have there?
Who am I speaking with? Is this the press or anything?
My name is Elvis. I just want to know what kind of menu you have right now.
We're not open right now. We'd be open early summer of this year. It's under construction right now.
Are you going to have country fried steak with extra sausage gravy?
You bet.
Cornbread, real creamery butter?
That's right.
How about waffle taters? You know I love them. Or ice cream with Percocet on top?
We're going to have the ice cream, no waffle taters.
So. No Percocet on top of the ice cream?
That's a good suggestion.
How about extra wide Johns? Elvis really needs that when he goes to Duke.
I have no idea now. I'm not the chef. I'm just here helping build it. So.
Not the chef, but you would insist on Percocet on the ice cream, wouldn't you? Because we all need that little extra punch.
I got a note written down here. We'll damn sure ask for it.
Well, fantastic. Right. Boy, I tell you, it sounds like a great place. Any Elvis impersonator come to get a job there?
Nope.
No, you're not going to have any?
No Elvis impersonator.
How about the Elvis, which I am?
The Elvis we'd be happy to have.
I have fallen in love with you. See, I'm the real Elvis, damn it. Hello?
40 million people get sick every year from hand-borne bacteria. Quite possibly, your employees are using the restroom, not washing their hands, then assembling those tacos, flipping those burgers, or even slicing your customer's roast beef. Now you can end that worry. Turco Industries announces Fudge Guard, the definitive employee hand-washing alert system. It's the food service industry. Sometimes things get hectic. Your employee rushes to the bathroom after his 6-burrito lunch. He does a number 2 and races back out to the floor. But before he reaches for those tortilla shells, in a flash, you'll have a complete printout of that employee's excursion to your water closet. And uh-oh, this employee's been naughty.
Messy, splashback, improper wipe, unclean fingernails, no soap, crotch grab, nose pick, dog pet, carburetor adjustment, masturbation, hemorrhoid scratch.
Good thing you had Fudge Guard. Give that employee a write-up and he can keep the pen. It's Fudge Guard, the definitive hand-washing assurance system from Turco.
Rat bastard's out of time again. We'll do the outro some other time. Masturbation.
Ick. Jerk it off and then making my burrito?